wholesale beef values started the week sharply higher. Lost pork production due to African swine fever means less total global red meat and poultry production the next couple of years. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 22nd of October. When all was said and done last week, negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was mainly higher in the north and steady to lower in the south. Live sales were steady in Nebraska at $109 to $111 a hundredweight, steady to $3 higher in the western corn belt at $110 to $111, and steady to a dollar lower in the southern plains at $108. Dress trade was mainly $1 to $3 higher at $173 to $175. Cattle futures were narrowly mixed on Monday, with steady to strong cash-fed cattle prices supporting live cattle and extremely light trade allowing feeder cattle to drift. Live cattle futures closed an average of 19 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed unchanged to 35 cents lower, except for an average of 40 cents higher in the back three contracts. Wholesale beef values were sharply higher on choice and higher on select, with light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.09 higher Monday afternoon at $220.13 a hundredweight. Select was $1.40 higher at $194.44. Corn futures closed 1 to 3 cents lower through a weighed dece and then mostly fractionally lower. Soybean futures closed fractionally lower in the front months and then mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Calves and feeders traded mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers and heifers were trading steady to $3 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are an estimated 10,500 head. Steer and heifer calves were selling unevenly steady in a light test. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves sold $3 to $7 lower, while yearlings traded steady. There are 5,659 head on offer. Steers and heifers sold $1 to $4 lower at Tri-State Livestock Commission in McCook, Nebraska, with 2,719 head on hand. The exceptions were $5 higher for steers at 450 pounds, $2 higher for heifers at 526 pounds, and $5 higher for heifers at 750 pounds. Finally, yearling steers sold $8 to $12 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. A limited test of spring-born steer and heifer calves sold with much higher undertones. There are 1,229 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices edged higher Monday with support from positive quarterly earnings reports and deal-friendly chatter from China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 57 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 20 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 73 points. For some perspective on the magnitude of African swine fever in China alone, consider the fact that because of that nation's lost production, global production of beef, pork, and poultry is projected to decline by 1.5% year over year this year and another 2.4% next year. That according to Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. At the same time, Peel says global meat exports are expected to increase 6.9% this year compared to last year, and to grow another 6.1% in 2020. Until African swine fever came along, China was the world's largest pork producer and consumer, accounting for about half of global pork production. Now, Peel says, pork production in China is projected to decrease 14% this year from last year's levels and decline another 25.3% year over year next year. He adds that implies a 35.7% decrease in Chinese pork production in 2 years and contributes to a 15.7% decrease in global pork production from 2018 to 2020. Spun another way, Peel explains pork consumption last year accounted for 74% of all of the beef, pork, and poultry consumed in China. total Chinese consumption of pork, poultry, and beef is projected to decrease by 14.9% from 2018 to 2020, with pork dropping to a 59.8% share of total meat consumption there. Pork imports to China are projected to increase 66.6% this year compared to last year, and another 34.6% year over year in 2020. Peel explains pork imports to China are projected to increase 66.6% this year over last year, and another 34.6% year over year in 2020. Global pork exports are expected to grow 11.3% year over year this year, and another 10.4% next year. Peel notes the U.S. began to see direct impacts of this with a 479% jump in pork exports to China in July and August. As China works to mitigate lost pork production, Peel says Chinese beef imports are expected to increase 63.6% year over year in 2019 and another 20.8% next year. Chinese imports of poultry meat are projected to increase 82.7% year over year this year and another 20% next year, leading to a two-year increase of 119.3%. That's your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 22nd of October. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.